Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's the latest on the crew? Let's go inside the clubhouse with Drew Wagner of Forbes Sports on the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Thunder Nellis. Brought to you by Verizon, the number one network in Milwaukee on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan. Inside the clubhouse is brought to you by Focus Baseball. Join their fall mini camps at focusbaseball.com.
He is Drew Wagner. Good afternoon, Drew.
Hello.
How are you, sir?
I am well. How are you?
I'm well as well. Jumping right into it. The moment got to him a little bit. Had a long layoff. It's his first postseason appearance. It's in his hometown. The Quinn Priester we saw last night was not the Quinn Priester we've been accustomed to seeing over the past few months, was it?
No, he choked. Plain and simple. He choked on the big stage. Like, he wasn't ready for it. And he was right. It's entirely on him. Like, you give up four runs in the first, you can't do that. You just can't do that. It was pitiful is what it was.
Yeah, it was, and so I think the second guessers among us, it's very easy. But I think people are going to, regardless of what happens tonight or in game five, I think there's going to be a pretty large contingent of people who are going to say, Priester should have pitched game two, and with how well Quintana pitched last night, Quintana should have pitched game three. Is that just fan talk, or are we allowed to have that opinion? What do you think when people second guess to that degree?
I mean, you're going to get second guessed on it, but the move made sense. You know, the guy had been lights out for 95% of the year, and he's given a two-game lead. You had every reason to think that he was going to answer in the moment. Who's to say that he wouldn't have done that in game two? You know, maybe it wasn't just pitching at Wrigley, like everyone said. Maybe he just wasn't ready for the moment. And that's a problem because they got a lot. They want to have a lot more playoff games. And if you can't trust him to take the ball in those moments, you're screwed because that means you have one starting pitcher in Freddie Peralta, maybe Jose Quintana. If you're a Brewers fan, I would be concerned moving forward.
I think concerned is a fair word. Drew Wagner joining us here on the Fan Guest Hotline powered by Gruber Law. On the flip side, the bullpen goes 7 1/3, gives up five hits, but no runs. And Quintana does look very comfortable and at ease, and he's pitched obviously a ton at Wrigley as a former Cub. But Grant Anderson pitched really well. Chad Patrick pitched really well. What do you say about the rest of the bullpen?
I mean, the bullpen did its job again, and they've done their job all series, and that's encouraging. There wasn't really much doubt about that. The issue is the starting pitching, and the issue is the offense not coming up with a big hit. Like, they had chances.
Yep.
They had chances. They just didn't deliver.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, some of those chances, I know there's an opportunity where Bryce Turang, after Churio doubled, wasn't able to move him over. Obviously, Jake Bowers had a great game, an RBI single and a home run, but then had a bad at-bat in the eighth inning, and it's kind of hard to come down on him because he was really the offense. As you look at some of these at-bats and some of these opportunities where guys have an opportunity to come up big and don't, is that just like, you know, when it happens in 162 games, it's just baseball, but it's magnified to an extent that what do you put it down to when it happens in the playoffs?
Well, the issue with the Brewers offense right now is they come out guns a-blazing, you know, early on, and they wiped out those deficits in games one and two. And really, what did they do after that? You had the Churio home run that broke the game open. Yep. But other than that, offense has been silent.
Yes.
They've done nothing. Like, I'm sorry, this has not been, for all the pee and vinegar that people are pumping on them, like those first two games, okay, they won them, but listen, the Brewers' offense has not looked good. It has not looked good at all. They have done very little. Basically, they're riding a bullpen right now and hoping they get enough offense.
Yeah, that's absolutely what it looks like. Lockridge gets the start last night in center field, and the bunt doesn't get quite executed the way he would have liked to. But big picture wise, like, was it a little too cute to start Lockridge? Do you think, you know, I know Murph loves him and talked about him, about like how hard it was when they sent him down and how well he played at AAA. But like, do you, you know, he's not one of their best players. Was that just getting a little too cute at some level?
I think a little bit. Like, I understand the strategy. I understand the reason behind it and the flexibility for the bullpen. Like, I get all that stuff. In hindsight, it's easy to look back and say it didn't work out. Going into it, it's easy to understand why. Listen, the issue here is simply execution. All these guys are able to contribute something. When they're not contributing what they're expecting, like, no one was expecting Brandon Lockridge to go out there and go 3-for-4 with a home run.
Right.
But you are expecting him to be able to get that bunt down. That's what he's good at. That's what and being unable to do that, that's a failure. That's a flat-out failure.
Yeah. Drew Wagner joining us here on 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, The Fan. We all season long that we've been banging the Bryce Turang bell. We love Bryce. I'm not convinced that he's your best option as your number three hitter. And that at bat last night when he didn't move Turi over, I mean, just like looked like he was just, you know, flailing and didn't look locked in, didn't look like the Bryce Turang we saw, especially during August. Do you think he's tired? Do you think he's putting too much pressure on him because he thinks he's a number three hitter now? Or do you think it's just a bad day?
I liked him in the three spot. I thought it was a good move when they first did it, and because the guy's able to hit for average. The guy's able to hit for power. The guy's able to get on base. He's able to do all those things. And he just hasn't been doing it. Like, he's had a really quiet playoff so far. So I don't know what the issue is. Maybe he is tired. Don't know how you can be tired when he had 5 days off, but he's just simply not delivering. Like, that can be said about a lot of guys on that Brewers lineup.
Knowing that Matthew Boyd's on the mound tonight for the Chicago Cubs, do you expect the same lineup as game one that piled 6 runs on him in the first inning?
That would be the wise decision. You know, it worked. Put your guys out there. I mean, let's face it. I think this is a must-win game for the Brewers. I think if they lose this game, they're cooked, and I don't think they come back to win game 5. Mm-hmm. Cubs are riding all the momentum at that point. It's going to be a weekend game. The stadium's going to be flooded with Cubs fans. I think this is a must-win game.
Well, I don't like looking ahead to game 5 or to game 1 or whatever it might be, but since we have you, we might as well talk about it. What would the pitching options be for Game 5 if things don't go the Brewers' way tonight?
That's hard to say because we just pretty much established they're down to if one starting pitcher they can trust. You're looking at another bullpen game, I think, for Game 5.
Yep.
Maybe you bring Miz out there. Maybe bring Gasser out there. I don't know. Maybe you try Ashby in that role again. He doesn't look good right now. And that's just the fact of it. Yeah, it's only one loss. But after Quinn Priester yesterday, you don't have a lot of faith in a already depleted starting rotation. So I really don't know where they go from here.
Yeah, we talked about it earlier on the show, Tommy and I, that regardless of where they go, we would not be surprised to see a lefty as your opener to try to neutralize what Bush has done. What has he meant to the Cubs? And like, I mean, you know, there are games he goes 1-for-4, but that one's a home run. Like, what is there something they need to do differently with their approach to the Cubs' leadoff hitter?
Not sure. I would say the one thing to maybe start doing is stop leaving meatballs out over the plate.
Yeah, that would help.
That's probably a good starting point. Try getting them out because right now it's like they're putting it on a tee for Michael Bush.
Yeah. Yeah, it really does. So in your mind, does this really come down to missed opportunities? Because, you know, you go down 4-1 last night, and they probably shouldn't have even scored that one in the first inning. You know, it was that crazy pop-up that wasn't the infield fly and got lost in the sun. But then they did, you know, they have a couple, you know, they have a number of 1-2-3 innings, but they also have a couple innings where they put guys on and had an opportunity to put a crooked number up there, but didn't. Is it as simple as they had missed opportunities? And if it is missed opportunities, you know, sometimes those missed opportunities the next night turn into opportunities that that's why every day is different in baseball. And that's why we say hashtag baseball, right?
I mean, it's one thing, you're going to get opportunities, but you got to do something with them.
Yeah,
that's the bottom line. They had opportunity there in the eighth inning. They loaded the bases and couldn't come up with anything. You can have all the opportunities in the world, but if you don't do anything with them, it doesn't matter. So, you know, do you have the faith in these guys to get it done based on what you've seen so far? That's a tough one to say.
I think of a lot of it comes down to Freddie, and what do you expect to see from Freddie tonight? And I don't know if you have an official prediction of what you think will happen tonight, but if you do, what do you expect to see from Freddie tonight?
I don't know. You're hoping you get the good Freddie, but I got to honest with the Cubs are going to go in there with the same plan that everyone does. Ambush the fastball and then sit and watch him dance around the zone. And if that works, the Brewers are in trouble because Freddie is not the lockdown starter that everyone thinks he is. I mean, he's got very good numbers this year, but we know what Freddie's weaknesses are. It is pitch count. It is putting guys on base. That's problematic. You know he's going to give up home runs. We know that. It's just the type of pitcher he is. Mm-hmm. It's the type of pitcher he's always been. Can Freddie keep guys off the bases ahead of those home runs? That remains to be seen.
Well, and Freddie this year with a 1.77 ERA at home, a 3.71 ERA on the road. Does that concern you?
I mean, it's still a pretty decent number, but Wrigley Field, man, it's a beast. I mean, it's a toilet and a hellhole, but it's a hitter's paradise. I don't know what the forecast is for tonight, but the wind's blowing out. We know that a pop fly can easily be a home run. So, yeah, it's concerning right now, all things considered. You got to hope that the good Freddie shows up tonight.
How you feeling about Joe Flacco?
How do you think I'm feeling about Joe Flacco?
I mean, you got to feel better about Joe Flacco than you do about Jake Browning, though.
I mean, it's a slight improvement, but I'm expecting like a 45-7 whooping on Sunday. I mentally prepared myself for that. I'm going to be hiding in the woods for the next couple days so I don't have to endure it.
Looks like, by the way, 56 degrees at game time tonight. Winds blowing east-southeast with wind gusts up to 10 miles an hour, which I feel like is not that big of a it's definitely been windier at Wrigley. Back to Flacco, it's a Band-Aid. Do you think there's anybody in the Bengals organization that like views this as like, oh, we got to go get Flacco because Browning's been so bad and like Flacco gives us a better chance to win? Like, I mean, like you said, like maybe vaguely he does, but like, do you really think things get different with Joe Flacco out there?
No, they still have no defense. They still have no offensive line. They still have Zach Taylor as a head coach. And Mike Brown is the owner, president, and general manager. So there's no way things are going to get any better this year. That season is lost. that team is cooked, as the kids would say.
We know the Bengals spent a ton of money on T. Higgins in the offseason. Would they have been better spent spending that money on the offensive line?
I mean, no, but you still need someone to throw it to, and T's one of your guys. T and Jamar are the guys in that offense, right up there with Joe. And you thought with those two dudes that Joe would be able to get throws of them. Joe goes down. You still have two of the best wide receivers in the game. All Jake Browning had to do was get the ball to them, and they're not. And that goes back to game prep. I mean, I don't know. I'm rarely a fire the coach, fire the manager guy, but I don't know what Zach Taylor is drawing up in the days leading up to a game, because calling them a game plan is charitable at best. Like, this team looks lost. There's no rhyme or reason to them. Yeah, I get you lost your quarterback, but you still have some potent weapons that other teams would die to have, and they're just not being utilized. They're not getting the job done. And I think that goes back to game prep. I think it goes back to game planning, preparation, coaching. It's just not there right now. Like, the Bengals are an absolute disaster. They make the 1980s Packers look coherent.
Ouch. That's brutal. Well, regardless of how this Brewers series goes, there's no game on Sunday. Unfortunately for Bengals fans, fortunately for Packers fans, hopefully that Packers fans will get to focus on the Packers on Sunday. Drew, thank you so much for jumping on. Drew Wagner, our Milwaukee baseball insider, and we will definitely talk to you soon. That is Drew Wagner here on The Fan, 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, The Fan. And he joined us on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. The quarterback. Nope. The kicker. Our quarterback. I feel like he's our quarterback.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Back right, Tommy? He's our quarterback?
No, he's the kicker.
He's the kicker, but he's our quarterback.
Snap, hold, kick. I'm snap, I think.
You think so?
Wouldn't you be holding for him?
I guess.
Or are you snapping?
I don't know. I feel more comfortable. I feel like I always felt like if I took 1 year off of school and life and work and just worked to be a long snapper, like when I was 20, I could have done it.
All right. Well, you can be snap. I'll be hold. That's fine.
Yeah.
He's got to be kicked.
I'm too nervous to hold.
All right.
Like, I'm going to mess it up.
Snap, hold, kick.
Yeah. Do you feel you can? Can you hold?
Oh, yeah.
You can do it? Okay. Yeah. I don't trust myself to hold. I trust myself to snap.
Yeah, I'll hold.
Okay. All right. But the kicker. Mason Crosby, coming up next right here on The Mason Crosby Show, powered by Verizon, the official 5G network of the Green Bay Packers. We're in the Fan Studios, powered by the Pod Watering Sportsbook.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.